kind of wrap that up, because you speak about this, and students are going to be listening to this for many generations to come. Kind of summarize, as you would probably in a speech, about what we've just gone over.
I would rather give you my concurring opinion of yesterday that I filed only yesterday. Let me tell you very briefly about the case. A young woman was admitted to the bar. She then was convicted in Oklahoma of a crime of bribing a witness in a criminal case, which is a felony. She lost her license to practice law upon conviction. Some years later, she was able to secure a governor's pardon of that crime of which she was convicted. And following some more years, her license to practice law was restored to her. What we had under consideration was her request that all reference to her pardoned conviction be expunged from the bar file. The unanimous court said, no, we won't do that. The Chief Justice wrote the court's opinion. I appended my own view, agreeing with the court. In that opinion, which was joined by one member of the court, who, like me, joined both the court's opinion and my opinion, I emphasized the importance of the public right to know. I didn't even say a thing about the press, because I consider the press to be an agent of the public, and still do. So if the public has the right to know, the press can speak for the public. She's a lawyer now, and she wanted those entries with reference to her prior conviction expunged. And I write separately to explain to her that those entries exist in the bar file for the benefit of the public, because we need a complete history of every person who is now licensed to practice law to protect the public from unworthy of confidence lawyers. And there is no constitutional right that she can produce to support her claim for expungement.
Would you pick up here, paragraph 9?
But both issues implicate the free speech clause of the First Amendment, a clause that gave birth to a constitutional public right to know. In this case, the knowledge sought to be withheld is that of public facts dealing with a publicly licensed practitioner. The law cannot and will not force the judicial service of government into any complicity to conceal public facts in its rightful possession. And then, in sum, I say, there is no constitutional right to support this petitioner's claim that her bar record be expunged of entries that pertain to her pardoned criminal conviction. I hence concur in the court's opinion. Because the opinion did not deal with the constitutional aspects, and I wanted that clearly shown, that the lawyer was without any modicum of a public right to have this expunged.